Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today over the phone, we are joined by author, relationship coach, matchmaker, Jackie Dorman. Jackie, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
So we talked about it a second ago. You're a matchmaker and a relationship coach. I guess one question that I had just coming into this is, how do you get into the matchmaking field?
It's so funny because I get asked that all the time, and I really can't, you know, there's not a specific day where I was like, I want to be a matchmaker. I just have always loved love. Ever since I was a little kid, I was the wing woman. I was the friend that you gave the note to, say, hey, go give this to my crush, you know, check the box, do you like me, yes or no? I've just always been that person. And so in the lives of my friends and in my friend group, I helped 15 of my friends get married. And so when that started happening, I realized that I had a gift to see, you know, who's compatible, who should be with each other, also to speak into people's relationships that are struggling and, like, should I stay or should I go? And so that is where the gift started to really be realized as I was a teenager, a young adult, and now even into my 50s.
Now, looking at your just history of matchmaking, those 15 friends you got married, that spiraled into thousands of marriages you've helped find. Now, are there any particular stories that stick out to you in your mind of just really successful matchmaking sessions?
Oh, so many fun stories. I've been doing this professionally for 5 years. 2025 marks 5 years. We have helped 1,600 people get married. In the 5 years that I have been doing this officially through last year's single, and that is the program that I founded. And so many people come in, and first of all, single people think whatever their problem is, it's not their problem. But whatever they think it is, we quickly help them to realize that that's really not what's keeping them single. And so that is the secret sauce. I call it the heart work. We help people get out of their own way and get into love because it's out there. It's everywhere. And so some of my favorite matchmaking stories are people that come with these really long lists and they want this specific thing. And, you know, those lists are made up of all the stuff that they want to protect themselves from. Well, I want to make sure that they have a job, and I want to make sure that they've been on the job for this long. And, you know, I really want to feel feminine. The ladies always want to feel feminine. So they're like, I want them to be this tall, and I want this, and I want that. And it's so fun to watch that list deconstruct. And so some of my favorite matches are people that end up, and I hear this so often in my clientele, Jackie, I would have never given this person a chance if it hadn't been for you, but I am so happily matched. I'm so happily married. Some of my other favorite matchmaking stories are people who end up going full circle. So they met someone, they maybe didn't give them the time of day, and then they come through my program and they pull off all the layers of things that they're thinking that are, you know, not the right type of thinking. The stuff is keeping them stuck, right? I like to say you're stuck on the outs. You're not stuck on the outside. You're stuck on the inside. And so they get unstuck, and then that person circles back around. They're like, oh, hey, yeah. And then they end up being, you know, that person ends up being their person. And so those are some of my favorite ones. One also that really sticks out to me is a girl who, you know, she was dancing at the wedding. There's an actual picture, okay, of these two individuals dancing on the same dance floor at the same wedding, working in the same building, never meeting until I call myself the mystical matchmaking Nanny McPhee, until she came in to proximity with me. And then even though there's all this evidence of them living parallel lives right next to each other, then they, boom, run into each other, and now they're married.
And that's an incredible story. So now you know that Jackie is really the real deal when it comes to matchmaking. And she has a book, Married in 12 Months or Less, and she covers a number of topics just like this and kind of helps lay down those guidelines for helping you find that love. And one of those things that you talk about in your book is the difference between a soulmate and a spirit mate. And I've always found that really interesting. So can you explain that, what that is, for a second?
Yeah, you know, we always talk about how soulmates, we always hear this in the movies and the rom-coms, how that's like the highest level of connection. And it really isn't, because really what a soulmate is someone that you're, you know, you have all that physical attraction to, like that soul kind of level attraction. So sense of humor and chemistry and all that, and it's great, and you have to have it. But I believe that there's an even higher plane of attraction. There's a spirit-mate attraction where, you know, you're going to, when you get together, you're going to kick butt and take names later. Like, you're going to do something really special in this partnership that really benefits the world. And so I really like to specialize in those types of matches where, yeah, we have the soul stuff in common. We really like each other. We're attracted to each other. We're going to be best friends. But also, do we have this extra thing, this extra variable where together we're going to be a force to be reckoned with? Me and my husband like to say we're an effective team. And so that's what a spirit mate is.
And I really like that definition. And when you were starting it, you talked about the idea of the movies. You know, you hear about the soulmate, you see all these stories on the big screen, you read them in your books. But a lot of the times, that's not what romance really kind of turns out to play like. So outside of that, what other problems are you seeing in the modern dating world?
Well, first of all, modern dating sucks. You heard it here first. I have a book by that title that's going to be coming out here in 2025. But, you know, just 2 decades ago, I met my husband 2 decades ago in my front yard. I married my next-door neighbor. So 2 decades ago, over 70% of people met their significant other through community of some sort, through family, through friends, through work, through school, through the neighborhood, like me, through church, through civic groups. And so now it has changed. It's flipped to 70% of people meeting strangers online. And, you know, people hate that. They hate online dating. They hate technology-based connection. And so I see that as the biggest problem, and that's what we want to do. And last year, Single, we're bringing community-based matchmaking back. We've had so many people get married from within our community, and marry friends of friends, because I believe in the 6 degrees of separation, right? A lot of people think of it as the 6 degrees to Kevin Bacon, meaning that you're 6 people away from knowing everyone in the world. And so if we leverage our connections, so what I tell my students is that someone knows someone who knows someone who knows your spirit mate. And so if you start leveraging those connections, if there's no shame in your game and you're willing to say, hey, I really want to meet someone, if you're out there meeting new people and enlarging your circle of community and connections, that is how you're going to meet someone quality, because good people know good people. And so this is the biggest problem that I see in dating right now, modern dating, is people are isolated. They're relying on technology to make the connections for them, and we just have to stop that. We have to go back to community-based matchmaking.
And then a second ago, you talked about your last year single challenge. So let's dive a little bit more into that. What is Last Year Single?
So Last Year Single is the name of the program that I founded. So we have thousands of marriage-minded singles that come into this program, and they get out of their own way. The first phase is heart work. So like I said, your problem's not your problem. So we're going to help you to, you know, unpack anything that's in the way of you making a quality connection. And then in phase two, we learn how to connect well. We learn about boundaries. We learn about dating 101. What does it look like to date in the year 2025? We do something called masculine and feminine kind of training. Like, what's it look like to be boy meets girl nowadays? We do all different types of fun things in phase two. And then phase three is a community phase. So everyone's together. It is a co-ed community. I have male students just as much as female students. And so it's this beautiful, big, community-based matchmaking group. And then the challenge is the introduction to that. So it's 3 days with me, Jackie D, and we just no holds barred. We go after everything you can think of. I call it kind of like drinking out of a fire hydrant. You're going to have to go back and watch the videos again, because there's so many golden nuggets in those videos, and it's absolutely free, and it really helps people to get out of their own way. It really helps them to see where they're stuck just in that 3-day challenge, and then most of those people come into the program after experiencing that.
I think a good way to kind of round out our conversation today is Valentine's Day is coming up right around the corner, just about a month away now. So if there are any people who are listening who are kind of struggling, they're worried about finding a date for Valentine's Day, worried about finding that soulmate and that spirit mate, do you have any advice for people who are going through that right now?
Well, first of all, you know, don't focus on the holidays. You know, we get desperate, and then we're willing to lower our standards. Standards are good. You want to have non-negotiables. You just want to make sure that those non-negotiables are the right ones. And so let's not get all freaked out. You know, we just came through cuffing season in the new year, and people are like, I don't have a date, alone again. And Valentine's Day the same way. Remember, these are holidays that are made up. Sweetest Day, you know, for a long time, I come from the Midwest originally, and people didn't even know what Sweetest Day was, and then I realized it was like a Midwestern holiday. I was like, oh, people in other states don't even do this. And so let's not worry about the Hallmark holidays that sell cards. Let's not worry about anything, but let's focus on becoming the person that we want to be in 2025 that would be a good partner to the love story that's already been written for us. I believe anyone who wants love can find love, but just like anything else, you might need a coach. You might need someone to help you to see what you're not seeing so that you can be successful this year.
Well, Jackie, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
I just believe that it's your time. I do. I believe that we are in a time where we're living in a society where most of the ills of society have been created by the breakdown of family. And so I believe marriage is coming back. I believe good marriages are coming back. I think that people really want to be partnered and they want to build together. And so if you want that, I believe that you can have it. So if anything has caused you to lose hope in this area, I am here as your hope dealer to return that hope to you and say, if you want it, you can have it. It's going to happen to someone this year. There's no reason why it can't be you.
Well, Jackie, thank you again so much for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was author, relationship coach, and matchmaker Jackie Dorman, author of Married in 12 Months. If you want to learn more about her or find out more about the last year's single challenge, you can visit her website, JackieDorman.com. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.